Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this Haiku Hump Day edition of the program. What a day it's been. We've got Dallas Mavericks in action right now. The post-Nico era has begun. I am Fred Davis, the phenom to my right. He's back on my right again. The one, the only, Mr. Blake Elliott, who's got himself a, he's going to be watching a little college foosball in person this weekend. Will you be rocking your UT gear?
For sure.
Icy Whites?
I copped some UT gear at TJ Maxx to decorate the apartment. Oh, you don't like the light on you?
No, I don't.
I think it's there. Look at you. The lights can't escape Fred. Fred's got light phobia.
I just don't like it.
We got to look up what that is. But yes, I'll be watching the game in person, Texas, Georgia. But right now in person, or I guess not in person, but I am watching the Mavs play the Suns.
Are you there?
I am there. I'm watching the Mavs play the Suns, and there's been some interesting developments already in this game. First off the rip, the Mavs are just playing good. That's just a objectively correct statement. The Mavs are cooking right now. But
stop right there. Okay. Stop right there. I want you to continue everything you're saying. But I'm not surprised. I'm going to tell you why.
I mean, I'm not surprised either.
No, but I'm saying there's a relief factor with these guys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because when they talked, when the one player came out, whoever the unnamed player was, it said it felt like they wanted us to lose.
That feels very PJ Washington-esque.
Or Daniel Gafford. I can see Gafford saying that too.
Yeah, I feel like it's PJ because PJ already said in this pregame interview that he felt like it was disrespectful that they were chanting "Fire Nico" while they're shooting free throws late, and he hopes it stops and. He was pretty adamant about hoping it stopped. So I just feel like PJ wouldn't care.
Well, it has to now, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think you might get like a "we love you, Dumont." I don't know. I don't know what the chant will be today.
I don't think you're going to get anybody's going to say "I love you, Dumont."
First seven possessions for the Dallas Mavericks they scored on. All the points.
Who's the starting five?
Starting five was Daniel Gafford, PJ Washington, Cooper Flagg, Max Christie, and then Brandon Williams.
He will.
Game number two. And he looked great. He dished out two assists to PJ Washington. PJ scored 6 points in the first 2-3 minutes. You had four different Mavs score, and when I said they scored in the first seven possessions, It was four different guys who had scored. The only guy that hadn't was B. Will, but he was dishing out assists. Najee Marshall came in and scored 7 points in a row off the bench. He has just been a igniter off the bench. He's a perfect bench piece for your team. My only complaints: why does Caleb Martin have a jersey? Caleb Martin came in the game.
You know why?
He came into the game before Clay and D'Angelo Russell. So you had Cooper Flagg went to the locker room, PJ Washington went to the locker room, and Daniel Gafford went to the locker room, all three. All three returned, and all three are currently in the game as I speak. But you can tell the Mavs training staff, is taking no chances.
Like, they're back in. They're like, oh, we can do our jobs again. Okay, yeah, let's go ahead and get this looked at real quick.
I mean,
quick,
I'm talking about safe side. First quarter, Cooper gets hit on the wrist kind of elbow area, and he has that hurt shoulder. That left shoulder has been bothering him all season. And you see him kind of grab it immediately, and instead of him just going to the bench, he goes straight to the locker room. They put an ice pack on it. He rests for 2-3 minutes, and he's back in the game already. First quarter. Same thing happened to PJ, no ice pack. Same thing happened to Gafford, but they both went in the locker room. It was funny. As Cooper was coming out of the locker room, PJ was going into it. Like, you saw the camera. They were, yeah. You saw them right next to each other in the tunnel, like, dapping each other up. Like, as one was going out, one was going in. But a great start for the Mavs. They're up 28-22 over the Suns. Devin Booker lighting it up for the Suns right now. He's already in double digits for Phoenix. But right now they're doing a good job containing the Suns at home.
What did you say the score was?
28-22. Minute left in the first. And my mom's at the game. She said this is the loudest it's felt all year. There's a lot of Mavs fans cheering. Apparently, sold-out crowd. And people were, like, in their seats even before National Anthem was
done. Yeah.
Because I don't know if you saw the pictures going around the last couple days. There was 10 minutes before tip-off, and there's 80% of the seats are empty.
Yeah.
Not saying that people weren't there, but
it's a very Houston thing to do, by the way.
They're just walking around. They said this game, people were in their seats 30 minutes before, ready for this game.
Well, I bet so. I mean, look, there's been a collective, you know, sigh of relief from the entire DFW after what went down yesterday. And look, you're not going to find, and I know we were talking during crosstalk with the G-Bag boys about, you know, had we seen anything from a social media or anywhere else standpoint of anybody trying to defend Nico Harrison. And you know, I think there was, I want to say Draymond kind of gave like a half-hearted support of Nico, saying we never got to see, you know, the group he brought together. Doesn't matter. Like, that, guess what? That, because that's the group you brought together, right?
I will say the getting traded group is on the floor right now. Remember how I said none of them came in at the beginning? The Suns are on a 9-0 run because this group just came in. It's D'Angelo Russell at point guard, Caleb Martin at the 2, and Klay Thompson at the 3, and then Cooper Flagg and Najee.
Yeah.
So you got, they're on that, they're now on a 12-0 run. They just hit a 3. So it's, the Suns are now up 30-28. When I was talking, it was 28-20.
We were so excited, and then all of a sudden, the script has flipped.
This is, I'm talking, these are literally the you're getting traded rotation right now.
Yeah, which, you know, and you're not doing yourself any favors, right? I mean, now D'Angelo Russell, I don't know that he has been talked about or bandied about that much as far as getting traded. Now, if B. Will makes him expendable, now I think you would like to have at least another point guard, think, at least until Kyrie shows back up.
I think B. Will's made him expendable, and I'm not saying he's going to get traded tomorrow.
No, you can't, right? I mean, you can't roll. I mean, God forbid something happens to B. Will, then what?
Yeah, no, I don't think he's getting traded tomorrow, but I don't think he's even, I don't think he's going to make it past the trade deadline.
No, now,
and
I mean,
he was
a Nico guy. And it's clear Jason Kidd doesn't like him. Okay, it's clear Jason Kidd does not like him. You almost wonder.
I'm surprised Jaden Hardy didn't come in before him.
By the way, we've got our boy Degenerate Jake looking mighty First Communion-ish over there in the
looks like my bank teller.
He does.
The goal, man. That's
now,
what I'm going for.
Now go ahead and for the folks. Now, are you on? I don't know. We're still a work in progress here at the new digs.
Got TVs.
We've got TVs are operating. Now, of course, you know, it would help if the clock was in front of me and not behind me, but that's okay. I'll just have to wrench my neck around. If I blow through a break, Tim,
I want you to look
at
that,
eyes in the back of my head.
I want you to look at that screen and tell me what's missing. I've already complained.
Oh, we're noticeably absent from the screen of shows here on 105.3 The Fan. So,
and my boy that was putting it up, he goes, "Oh, do y'all have a show thing on there?" He goes,
"No, we're just here. We're just hanging out."
He said it wasn't on the website, so I don't know what to tell you.
Wow. Well,
said I got these off the website verbatim.
Cameron, if you're listening, 877, that's the guy that walks around here and helps everybody out. 877-81-1053.
He's got the black hoodie on?
He's got the black hoodie on.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, Cameron with the man bun.
No, he knows.
Yeah, no,
knows.
Cameron, good dude. Good dude. He helped us out yesterday.
He said, "I got it from the website." He goes, "I would put you up there, but you're not on the website." So he said, and I was like, "Oh, I can't get mad at you then. You can't just make up a picture."
No. Maybe he could. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel Injury Attorney text line. We have not activated a text line machine just yet. I literally just rolled over here from the Mythical High School football show, so we'll get that going here in just a smidge. But more importantly, let's get to Degenerate Jake, who you are. Are you allowed, or I don't know what the ins and outs are. Are you on the fan cam yet, or no?
I am not.
Okay.
I'm a faceless wonder, you might call me, as of right now. So
That said, you are able to come in here during the break.
I am.
Because the camera doesn't stop.
It doesn't.
The break.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, so
we don't go to break anymore?
No, we still go to break, but remember how the other night there was no break? From the fan cam.
Is that a constant on every show? There's no longer going to break?
I believe that's it's because of the system still.
Oh, so he's got to leave the room.
Whenever Carter's here, you go to break.
I mean, we don't have to leave the room. I mean, we're just going to sit here. What's that?
So whenever Carter's here, you go to break.
That's fair.
I got a wide open computer screen right here. I could picture it. Like, I can control the fan cam from right here.
Well, so we're gonna have Degenerate Jake kind of parade through the studio during one of the breaks, and so that way you guys can see the fit today.
You got to. What's the way to do that, Fred? They can't do it if they're just listening on the radio. How do they do that? How do they see Jake's fit?
I don't know. Tell them.
Dallas, come on, you know
Dallas,
it.
Dallas Fan Cam.
There you go.
On YouTube and Twitch.
Look at you.
Dallas Fan Cam on YouTube and Twitch. Might rip a vape or two during a break
just a couple,
as well.
Just a couple.
You know, never. Who knows? You have to wait and
never
see.
Everybody.
TBD.
You got to be on the fan cam to see that.
But you got to be on the fan cam to see it. All right. So we've got a loaded show tonight, as always. There's our boy Cameron bebopping around, posting everybody's pictures, but ours.
And he can't even hear us anymore.
Can't even
remember,
hear us
like walking the halls.
Can't even hear us to hear us lament the fact that we have no
actually
picture.
Actually, can
I, you know what? I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Our
I'm going to find a picture of Blake and I, and I'm just going to tape it to the television.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm doing.
Like a selfie.
All right, exactly. I don't care. You know what? I don't care if we have to draw stick figures and just put a caricature of me and Blake's face. Boom! It's going up on the screen. By goodness,
maybe little small figures of all of the producers we work with.
That's it. That's it. You know how they do those stick figure bumper stickers or whatever it is?
Yeah. On the back of your window.
And so it'll be me and Blake and then our little harem of producers.
Isn't that only people do that with, like, when it's a mom and she's got a bunch?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
batch of kids.
Mm. Well, I mean, theoretically, I mean, ideally she'd be married. I mean, do you want a, I mean, you know, a single mom with like four or five little stick figures behind
her?
Those
are my
whatever.
Favorite. It's always a soccer mom, and she's driving some white car. I don't know. It's usually some kind of SUV.
She's an SUV.
And there's just a bunch of little stick figures of Jimmy and Carter.
You should do some sort of bet where, like, the loser has to put two men sticker and, like, a bunch of kids on the back of their car for, like, a month.
I mean, it's...
I'd love to see Blake do that on the back of his Charger.
Should that be our loss for the picks this season? Can you tell him to come up with a punishment? He's like, I don't want to do a punishment. I'm like, we're doing a season long bet, and you want to have zero repercussion.
I mean, it's smack talk. I mean, it's knowing that you won.
There's smack talk and everything. There's,
I mean,
punishment for
me,
a reason.
Beating you is all I need.
Yeah, I
don't.
I
mean,
that.
You know, you can
well,
be
why
a,
not add?
If you want
why
to
buy, not
I mean,
add?
You want to give me a smoothie?
I need
at
something
the
heavy.
End.
If we're doing a season long bet, right, I need
well,
something heavy.
You know, get you a little weight gainer put on it too. Then, if that's the right.
I told him he
take.
Should go to a steakhouse with a blow up doll.
Ooh,
yeah. And he's like, I'm not doing that. You can do that if you want.
That's a great one.
That's a great one.
Okay, it's great.
Or like we should put him in like a dog cage and pour a bunch of sauces all over him.
Yes, I said you come up with something. He goes, I don't want anything. I just want bragging rights. I'm like, what? Have some fun. The Tolos, it's for the Tolos, Fred.
I mean, that's great. It can be for the Tolos. It can be for
so
the
you
Tolos.
You want zero punishment. You want just smack talk. There's nothing that would convince you.
No, not yet. Wow. Food. That's about it.
Okay, steakhouse. I'll pay
I'm
for
not
it.
Going, I'm not taking
I'll
a,
pay for it.
I'm not,
you gotta go
I'm
to
not
a
taking I'm not taking a blow-up doll to a steakhouse.
I get to design the blow-up doll, and I'll pay for it.
Can you dress up the blow-up doll?
Yeah. I don't care. Oh, no, we're doing both.
I'm not taking
she's going
a
to be
blow-up
dressed
doll
up.
In public.
He has to undress her in the booth.
Yes. We're in the corner recording him, and we just keep taking clothes off of her. And Fred has to sit there at, like, Nick and Sam's.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that sounds funny.
And you have to keep ordering for two the whole time when the waiter comes over.
That's it. She gets loud. She gets a little loud and unruly, but she'll have another glass of white. She'll have another
quickly.
Glass of white. Please, hurry up.
She's about to choke me.
Do you hear that? That's her getting angry. I'd get that in a pump if you've got one. Not a breast pump, if you know what I mean.
You get arrested before you
finish
the dinner.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
No, you wouldn't. People do it all the time.
Do they?
Yeah.
You know, people take blow-up dolls to restaurants. 877-881-1053. I feel like we have a very diversified fan base. I want to hear from you guys, provided we can get our text messages to work.
We're gonna
work on it during the break,
text
okay?
And we'll see it, I promise you.
And if we don't, then
into the woods you go.
Okay, powering down. So Blake and I have tried this new ways to leave the phone conversation without saying goodbye. And was yesterday the first time we did it?
I think it's been pretty successful.
Yeah. It really has been. It really has been. So Blake's is, I'm going into the void, and mine is powering down. And then we just hang up. So two for two on
two for
phone
two.
Calls
two
so
for
far.
It hasn't felt awkward.
You know what? Strangely enough, it hasn't. Now, I think because we had prepped ourselves for it prior to...
Yeah.
You know, and he did kind of come out of nowhere yesterday. I want to say we talked to the phone twice yesterday, and so the first time he did just kind of throw out of nowhere, I'm stepping into the void. We laughed, and then I said powering down. We laughed some more, and then boom, that was the end of the conversation. And then the second time around, we were talking about whether or not we were going to listen to you guys last night on the air, and we did the exact same thing. Now, again, I listened to about a segment of you guys. I listened on my way home from doing the 2-6 yesterday with Broadus, and then I caught you guys. I'm trying to think what it was. I think it was the 9. No, that's right, because you guys went till 10. I caught y'all in the 8:45 segment. I don't remember what the hell you guys were talking about. But I'll tell you what you guys were talking about. I'll tell you what you guys were talking about. And I'm not going to say it put me to sleep, but a lot of Stars talk.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean I didn't participate in that segment. So that's
well, you didn't.
Why.
You didn't. Yeah. No disrespect to Trevor and Khaki Kev.
No, it's knowing your role, man. Knowing your fastball is.
Well, and I'll tell you what. I took umbrage, and had I not been half asleep, I might have called in or said something or texted in and said something. But, you know, because I think Khaki Kev read a text like, this is what I'm talking about. This is what this show needs, more Stars talk. About texting in like, okay, hold the phone. All right, calm down. All right, know your audience.
I also listened to the show last
night. Yeah, go to the Spits and Suds podcast, all right?
I listened to the first two segments, and then I also fell asleep. But I was also tired, okay? I knew it would. It was
long day.
Long day for Blake.
Long day.
This is my second time falling asleep.
Left his blanket.
Blake, where'd you sleep yesterday?
Ask Tim Collins. He found my blanket out there.
You know, and I'll tell you what, as a teammate, and as you know,
got it out there. I was just out of the building.
It's shame on me though, because I saw the blanket and this pillow on the couch. Because you know, I mean, there was nobody here yesterday. But the problem was, I was going to take a picture of it and send it to Blake and like, oh, I found out where you were sleeping last night. I just kept forgetting my phone.
Where?
And I mean, here in the studio. Mm-hmm. And the other thing was, you were, I didn't bother either because you were already
MIA.
Asleep. Here I am, being the good teammate that I am, trying, because I wanted to, so now that we're all on the same floor as KRLD 1080, the news side, they were saying, hey, we'd love to get you on to talk about the Nico stuff. I said, well, look, I can't because I'm doing radio right now. I said, but I'll tell you what, let me get you my boy Blake Elliott. He may be Dave for these airwaves. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But let me get you my boy Blake. Here's his number. We'll get him on the phone, and he can come on at 440 and talk all things Nico on 1080 KRLD. You know, get him exposed to a new audience.
He's asleep, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I got home. I didn't even make it.
No answering the phone.
I probably fell asleep at 10:45.
Dude, that's how I am when I get done with Sean and RJ, man. It's podcast, drive home with one eye open, and then just I'm out.
I would sleep at 10:45 and didn't wake up until probably 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes sense. I mean, look, man, that the thing that people, and look, we're not trying to, you know, gaslight you guys or, oh my God, this is the hardest job in the world, but that morning show is a grind.
Those listeners, oh my gosh, I was telling Fred, I mean, at least 200 texts every segment.
Y'all are active.
Dedicated listeners on that show. And that was a Veterans Day, so you assume maybe some people are doing other things. And they were still locked and loaded. It was a lot of fun filling in for Sean and RJ with CA, being able to talk to Jerry Jones for the first time, break the Nico news, and just interact with a new fan base. Same for you with G-Bag, getting to do some different interviews that don't usually do.
We had some crossover a little bit. I mean, people, some of the G-Baggers have heard you and I. They know us a little bit from Crosstalk and what have you. And we've done a couple shows in that time slot, so it wasn't a complete... OMG. And plus, you had Broadus on, right? Hey. And people love texting Broadus.
Didn't have my back yesterday. I brought it up in Cross. Like, they're making fun of me for having women clothes.
Let me
all
stop you right there.
Them just jump in, pile on Blake.
All three. He was one. No, I mean, he was there, too.
I thought it was Dylon. You were the producer?
No, I was the host.
Yeah. No, but you guys were making fun of him too.
I did stave out when Brian was taking his shots at Kevin's relationship.
First of all, a couple things. One,
I
vehemently supported you a couple different times throughout the course of the show yesterday.
Talking about the women's clothes. That's it.
The women's clothes. I mean, you literally said on air one day that it was your girlfriend's sweatshirt. Okay, I can't defend that.
See, I can't say jokes no more. People run with it.
I can't defend that.
Do you believe that?
That it was your girlfriend's sweatshirt? Yeah. I absolutely did.
Wow.
Why would you deny that?
Wow.
And then you went on to say, in typical Blake fashion, I make the sweatshirt. It doesn't matter. It's all that looking good or whatever you say. And so we just, but again, I've grown accustomed to it. To me, it's no big deal.
Yeah, but now people on the text line think I'm like a cross-dresser. They think I'm
shame on them.
In the women's section.
Now I did. Now look, I may have said, let's get a North Texas
singlet,
women's track and field singlet.
Yeah,
I'm
like, I just put on.
I did. I may have said
women's clothes all the time. Just pile it on me.
I may have said that. You saying pile it on me after talking about dressing in women's clothes probably didn't help it either. That said.
Supposed to go to break.
Every other segment where there was any kind of Blake criticism and or just anything about Blake, I was supporting you, okay? Yeah. So I said there's a lot.
I'll say it went as bad as what Khaki Kev got in the crosstalk.
Broadus roasted.
I heard it.
Like, I wouldn't have been surprised if Khaki would have broken up with his girlfriend after yesterday and forced her to move out.
What did he say? I'll give you 7 months. So, like, I'm praying for
you. And he was there. Deadpan. Wasn't joking.
I'll take you to dinner if you make it 7 months.
I'll buy you guys dinner if you make. Who's on the lease?
Yeah, I was
What are you going to do if something happens? Who has to move out? Who's got what's? Then you got a cable bill. Then you got to put the light bill. I mean, it was, you know, man. Oh,
I'll be praying for you, brother.
I mean, Broad is just absolutely off the top turnbuckle. But nonetheless, we live to fight another day. All right, coming up next, let's talk a little Dallas Cowboys. We've got plenty of Mavs to get into. It is a Wednesday Hump Day Haiku. Hump Day Haiku topics are as follows. Not a huge surprise here. No Nico. That was number one. That was my, I mean, again, low-hanging fruit. And then Blake with the non-sports topic. What was it?
How to say goodbye.
There you go. How to say goodbye. No Nico. That's going down at 9:40. And then, of course, you guys have basically shoehorned this segment, 10:20. Tolo's on the telephone. But when we return, let's talk a little Dallas Cowboys, Vegas Raiders, lots to get to. Let's touch on what should be a Cowboys victory. Welcome back in. It is the Fan After Dark, and I think I just found the biggest Blake Elliott fan right here. Clearly a fan of Blake, not a fan of Fred, from the 469. Hey, Blake! I think you're the man. You just need a better teammate, big dog. Show was great with you and Reg. You're the only reason I still listen at night. Keep it up. So there you have it.
Let's get insight by that guy.
There you have it. I'll tell you what. Tell you what. If only the ratings justified what you just said. I digress.
Well, you know you can talk on another mic, right?
What's that? You take the segment off? But your number one fan wants to hear from you right now, because apparently I suck. So maybe we can pipe some Reggie in.
One more to the right. One more to the right.
One more. One more. Can you hear me? No, we can't.
Okay.
We can't.
Can you hear me on this
mic? No, I can't.
Okay. My name's Blake Elliott.
Oh, now we can. Now we can. Do you want to go ahead and love up the 469 since they just said the nice thing about you that's ever been said?
Because we're a team over here.
We are.
We are a team over here. And I don't mind. I could take a segment off and you could carry the whole segment and it would be just as good. That's what teammates do. Mm. And you got Jacob right there. I'm just a role player. I'm just filling in my role.
Let's not.
Just shooting corner threes. Call me 3 and D, boy.
Kelly, are we good to go? Okay. Shout out to Kelly Robinson.
Can you hear me on this mic?
Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Where's my bell? Here we go.
A special shout out to our boy Kelly Robinson, the basically the unheralded just glue guy here at the Odyssey Network. So he's a gentleman that I send all my.
We can start calling him Elmer.
Because he's the glue guy?
He's the glue guy.
He's even got white hair!
Elmer! That's good, right? I like that. Elmer. He just gave us thumbs up.
He just gave us a thumbs up.
Two of them.
The one-handed salute from Kelly Robinson, a.k.a. Elmer the Glue Guy. From the 214, Fred is my favorite
on
all the 105.3 shows. That looks like I would say my mom, but she doesn't even listen, so I don't know who this is.
It's your son.
It's a burner. Nah, it's 214. He's not listening right now either. He only texts me.
Your daughter.
He only texts me. No, she's over here. I'm getting the dog back tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
No, wait. What's tomorrow? Thursday? God, this week has flown by. I'm getting the dog. Technically, the dog is going to be here tomorrow night.
Is the dog a metaphor, or are you getting a physical dog?
No, the dog that she and I beefed about is going to make its way here tomorrow. And, of course, I got to figure out what I got to do with this stupid thing for a day
because
I'm going to see my son Friday.
Now we're really going to get canceled. Pete is going to be at our office. You can't call dogs stupid.
Oh, I just did.
I don't think you can.
I just did.
I wish Pete would.
I wish Pete. You can't call a dog. Of course you can call a dog stupid.
I don't think you can. The dog people are going to come after you.
Good. Let them.
I don't. What Fred said does not represent Blake. I'm a dog and cat person. Love all animals.
I didn't say I didn't love animals.
In fact, stupid dog.
Look, a dog can be. They're stupid people. I love humans.
I don't think there's any stupid people. I think people have
there
different
are.
Opinions.
There are. There's plenty of stupid people. Congress ended the shutdown.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, speaking of stupid people, shutting down, the government shutdown is over. Okay, the government shutdown is over. Look, appreciate everybody chiming in and saying nice things about myself and or Blake. I do appreciate it. I read texts like that just to stroke Blake's ego. And I'll tell you what, my man's rolling in dough right now. Degenerate Jake, you want to read this off? So Degenerate Jake can, I mean, it's only right that you hit a parlay with Jake here.
We got Javonte Green under 12.5 points. That hit. He got 9. Ron Holland.
Javonte Green?
Yeah.
Are we talking? Is that the power forward? Who does he play for?
I don't even know. The Pistons, I think.
Nice.
Ron Holland, under 16.5 points. He got 9.
Nice.
Bobby Portis, under 25.5 PRA. He ends with 23.
Ooh.
That hit $20 for 115, baby.
Let's go.
Quick cash.
Let's go.
We got two other parlays going on for this Mavericks game, and we're halfway hit. The only thing that hasn't hit is Grayson Allen, over 3.5 points in the first quarter. He had 3, so that was a hard miss. But everything else is hitting so far on the rest of the
play. Right after he had, what, 42 the other night? 43 the other night?
Yeah. I was like, he's going to score 4 on this Mavs defense. And the Mavericks, if you miss it, came out hot. Second quarter, not so much. 56-47, Suns are up. They've taken care of the Mavs in the second quarter. They've outscored them 29-19, so obviously outscoring them by 10. Leading scorer, Devin Booker with 16. Our boy Jordan Goodwin with 13 in 12 minutes. Dylan Brooks with 9. Everyone else is just filling in with 2, 4, 6. For the Mavericks, the leading scorer is who, Fred Davis?
For the leading scorer for the Mavericks?
Nobody's in double digits. I'll give you that hint. It's two different guys with 9.
Najee.
Najee has 9, scored 7 in like 2 minutes. There's another player with 9 points.
Max Christie.
Max Christie has played well. 18 minutes, 4 points, 2 rebounds, 6 assists in the first half. But he does not have 9 points.
By the way, why are we not giving Nico more love for Max Christie?
I'm sure Rob was just like, I feel so bad for you. I'm going to give you another good player so we don't get investigated.
If there was at least one guy who has escaped all criticism, and rightfully so. I mean, look, Max Christie was kind of, we looked at as kind of like a quote-unquote throw-in to the trade.
I think he's the perfect two-guard.
He's been great. I mean, if you...
He is honestly the perfect two-guard on a championship team. Not going to be uber expensive Jaylen Brown money. Going to hit threes. Going to play defense, going to cut to the basket. And
he's just a good all-around
dude.
He's
a big guy, 6'6". It's not like he's 6'2", undersized. Like, you could play him next to Kyrie and feel comfortable about that.
And he's a solid team guy.
Solid team guy. Like, to me, Max Christie is that perfect two-guard.
He's what you were hoping Caleb Martin would be. Right? Like, if Caleb Martin, like, we were told that's what Caleb Martin was.
Now, I knew that from, not to flex, I think most people knew this, but from the immediate moment that trade happened, I was like, that's a stupid trade. Caleb Martin's not that guy. I don't know what Nico was told for them to believe that Quentin Grimes was worth moving on and Caleb Martin was somebody.
Yeah.
He hasn't been somebody since the, 2021 Eastern Conference run by the Miami Heat.
And apparently also thought Jrue Holiday was on the same level as Jokic, so take that for what it's worth.
I'm glad he's gone, though, because...
Well, I mean...
Well, not just...
The understatement of the day.
It's just hard to... Like, love, say anything about the Mavericks because the prism of Nico was there.
Oh,
and everything
was
going to be compared. Dude, every single thing.
This team was never going to be. I mean,
we were in a new season and it still was fire Nico
and we
every
tried.
Day.
And look, it wasn't for lack of trying on our part. Now, I get it from a fan base standpoint. And of course, you know, now look, if this team's 8-3.
Probably quite
versus
a little bit.
3-8, and AD isn't fat and out of shape and isn't missing.
Then you'll still
half
have
the season.
You'll still have fire Nico people, but it's not the overwhelming every single game. It's just fire Nico. You're going to have a good amount of people like, hey, let's build around this team. But you were injured. Everything that could have gone wrong happened. You were injured.
100%.
Your two best players were injured, and you sucked. And you expected Cooper Flagg to carry this team the moment he stepped in, and he wasn't able to.
No.
And so, like, everything, they were like, Cooper Flagg is going to save us. AD is going to save us, like, single-handedly. Kyrie is going to save us. They were either hurt or couldn't do it. So the experiment fell apart, and shout out to DeMont. I think it was a little bit of a PR stunt, the kid talking to him.
I'm fully convinced.
And he's doing like 10 interviews after.
And we're going to touch on this in the next segment as it pertains to that, because I'm doubling down on my NBA this is rigged take, but we'll save that for the next segment. All right, we're going to try something new today with Degenerate Jake. Nobody cuts better audio than the one, the only, Mr. Degenerate Jake. No offense to all you other wonderful producers out there that work for 105 through the Fan. But Jake's going to play 2 or 3 clips. How much time we got? Not much. Jake's going to play a couple clips.
Okay.
We have no idea what these clips are.
We
just know they're Cowboys related. That's all we know.
Okay.
I'm guessing these are shoddy clips.
These are shoddy clips.
Okay, these are shoddy clips that Degenerate Jake has cut up at some point during the day today.
Okay.
He's going to play one or two of them for us. We're going to react. And, you know.
Oh, I thought we were, like, guessing who it was.
Nah, that's too long. We ain't got time for all that. So go ahead and just play the clip, and you and I will react organically because we have no idea what he's about to say.
Okay. Let me tease up the clip, too, or just play it?
Just play it.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, that's where the strength and character of your football team comes in, Deuce. I think, you know, at the end of the day, we have to work back to a regular routine. And that's what we're going to do. You know, we will move forward. The one benefit of playing on Monday night is we've been given a little bit more time to grieve. That grieving process is not over. There's going to be things that affect us differently, you know, throughout the next couple weeks. But we understand our best way to honor Marshawn on the field is by how we play.
Mm.
That was a bar right there.
No, it really was. You kind of tell for the first, you know, once he got through that first sentence or two, you're like, okay, I kind of, when he's talking about working backwards, it's like, all right, I think I know what he's talking about here. You know, the heavy hearts on Sunday, you know, with his team having the bye over the weekend, and, you know, we really haven't heard a whole lot. You know, we know about the vigil that went down yesterday out at the Star for players, families, and the staff there with the Dallas Cowboys. We know that the NFL had a moment of silence for everybody this past weekend at each of the games. But this will be the first time that the Cowboys have gone out and played. I know there's going to. I think they're doing a helmet decal.
Yeah, Jerry said it to us. NCAA.
Doing a helmet decal for Marshawn on Monday night.
Said they're going to be having like jerseys pregame.
Yeah,
I'm sure they'll have something right before the game, and then when they get back to AT&T, they're working with the girlfriend and the mom to figure out what they want to do for when they're back and in Dallas. Super sad that it came out today. At least I didn't know that his girlfriend was pregnant.
I was gonna say, I don't think a lot of people knew. I mean, that hit like a ton of bread. I mean, not to say this news wasn't already devastating in itself, but then to find out, I mean, that poor kid's gonna grow up without his baby's dad.
But also the silver lining, Marshawn Nealon's legacy will continue. There's a little one on the way.
They're putting a foundation together. Shoddy talked about that today. So the girlfriend and the baby will be taken care of. And so you like to hear that news as well. And again, it's just, you know, it's one of those things where, and I know this sounds cliche, but you know, the way that these guys move forward is by playing football, right? Is getting back into that and to kind of clear their minds of this. And so, you know, to segue into that, I think the important part is, you know, all that notwithstanding, you've got a new defensive tackle that's going to be making his Cowboys debut, all right? One of the five best defensive tackles in the National Football League in Quinnen Williams. You've got a Logan Wilson who, I'm going to tease this because we're up against it. And we're going to we'll touch on the Cowboys just briefly to start the segment, and then we'll get into the Mavericks talk. So a very DFW Cowboys Mavs segment. But something went down in that Monday night game that has me feeling nicey about your Dallas Cowboys Monday night. What is it? We'll stick around. I'll tell you next. Appreciate that, Degenerate Jake, Fred Davis alongside Mr. Blake Elliott. It's Fan After Dark on a Haiku Hump Day Wednesday. We have the text message machine live running, and you guys are on one tonight.
I'm disappointed in you. You didn't do what I said, bouncing back. Disappointed in you, Fred Davis.
It happens.
Thought you were an actor.
It happens. I'm not. There was your first mistake.
You're an improv actor, bro. We were finna go to the comedy club and do that.
What do you think? I'm down for doing an open mic.
So you would do an open mic before the improv acting?
Absolutely.
See, I would do the improv acting. You're not gonna catch me just telling jokes like up on a stage.
I'll do my best.
I will show up and be your biggest hater.
I know you would. I know you. I would expect nothing
this
less.
This guy stinks.
Start throwing tomatoes at me.
How old is this guy?
What is this guy, 40?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Before, get him off the stage!
Don't quit your day job!
That's right. For the love of God, people. I'll tell you what, I feel bad. I was supposed to go to an East Texas A&M game this Saturday. However, I realized after I told Coach Clint Dolezal that I would go, but I can't make it because I'll be at the Stars game with our boy Jagon and Terrell as well. And
it is a flex.
You would be there, but you've got your own flex. It's not like you're going to some, you know, arena league game. I mean, you're going to Texas, Georgia.
Shout out to Pops. Yeah,
big game.
I almost had it for a second too because he called me the other day and said, "Hey, I got an extra ticket. Somebody that was going to go is not going anymore." And I was like, is this like an invite for me to, you know, invite a lady or a friend? Yeah. And he was like, I'm going to see if someone else in the family wants to go, and I'll let you know. And he texted me today that someone else in the family's going. Apparently, his new wife's niece is going. I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about that. Just the three of you? No. Me, Pops, Pops' new wife, Pops' new wife's niece. Four tickets.
I thought just you two were going.
It was, but he couldn't sell the other two tickets or something. I was like, I could have found somebody, but I didn't get the notice until a couple days ago.
So I almost, better than one Dave going to a game?
But two see, Daves but see, I wouldn't bring a girl. That wouldn't be smart.
No.
Find a girl there, right?
Hey, random woman I just met. You want to go with me and my estranged dad to this football game?
Hey, it's Texas, Georgia. I think a girl would be down. And because I have the excuses,
I got faith. You could find somebody.
I'm only gonna be there from. I'm gonna land at like 10 a.m. on Saturday morning, speed race from the airport straight to the stadium because the game's like 1. And then I'm going to be there all of Saturday, all of Sunday, all of Monday, and leave Tuesday morning because we don't have a show.
Okay. Night. Oh, we don't. That's right. We've got Cowboys games. Yeah. So that's
and
right.
It's on the road.
And it's on the road in Vegas.
So I'll be like, hey, I only got 3 days. Who wants to show me a good time? Maybe I'll re-download Hinge.
I think it's time.
I think it's time. That feels right.
I think you got to do it. Yeah. Start.
Put my bio.
Start scouting out tonight. I think we start scouting out tonight, and that way
my location to Georgia.
Oh, absolutely. And then when you touch down on because you can, you know, hey, I'll be there, and then you know go from there. So I have the utmost faith in you.
Do you think Pops would understand if I said I'm not staying here tonight?
I mean, he's married half a dozen women. How could he not understand it?
I'd be like, but what if he hits me with the I only see you once a year? This is our weekend. And I'm like, I'm about to go to this girl's house.
I'll see you in the morning, homie.
I'll see you in the morning. Hey, eggs and bacon.
I mean, there's a lot of, I mean,
scrambled almond milk.
I don't know your father. I don't want to, you know, delve too much, you know, publicly. But there's a handful of things you could say that, look, man.
Look, you understand. I'll be back in the morning.
I'll see you when I see you.
So I'm going to try that. I'm going to try to have a story for the Tolos. I don't want it to be a boring weekend, you know, just in the house.
I mean, it is spending time with your dad.
That's what the game's for.
There is that.
That's what the game is for.
I mean, I get it. I mean, and obviously, like I said, you and your father have a much different. I mean, like,
what are we supposed to do?
I know for me, if my son came home and was like, yo, I'm kicking it with some broad tonight. And that you just met? Like, nah, homie. Anywhere. But I get it. Y'all.
I also have 3 days, though. So if I kick it with the broad for one night, I mean, I still got two more days. It's not a one-night trip.
That's true. I mean, let's call it what it is. It's not like Monday night. You got to be, I mean, are you flying back Monday or Tuesday?
Tuesday at like 5 a.m.
Yeah, so you're going to have to go. I mean, will you sleep Monday night knowing you're?
Probably not.
Since you can't wake up outside.
I'll just sleep on the plane.
Sleep at the airport. Fair enough. Yeah,
and maybe I get a baddie.
I mean,
hey, your flight's gonna leave. You want to sit next to me? I noticed your ticket laying out, and we had the same. I mean,
what are you doing? Set it on your hip while you're cashing out.
Everything's tactical.
Go ahead, right here.
I see your gate number. We seem to have the same one.
Looks like we're in the same boarding group. So, all right, girl, you can just sit on my lap for the entire flight back. You know what I'm saying? Look, I'm. You should vlog it. Are you going to vlog it?
Oh, for sure. Come on, man.
Okay.
Come on, man.
When can we see an installment?
You know what the problem is?
I'm excited to see it.
Like,
now you've gotten me excited.
I'm filming too much. Like, I filmed
No, you
today.
Are. I told you that the other night when we were talking about
this. I need to, like, honestly just not film.
But see,
this weekend, I have a whole reason to film.
No, this weekend you have to film. Yeah. Like, you have to record this weekend. So the world of Blake is going to get to see Dave.
Correct.
For the first time.
Correct.
And I mean, people that know you know Dave, correct. But this is going to be the first time that the ethos gets to know.
Yeah. Like I filmed myself today.
How many people do you think are going to be, like, shocked when they first see
that
Dave?
That he's Caucasian?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I've said it. I feel like most people know what my mom
is.
Yeah,
but like. There's still a lot of. Yeah, but that's because they know Mama Kim. Like, yeah. Mama Kim is a character. She's a personality here at 105
through
the Fan.
She also said that she needs a phone call with you saying you're sorry.
About what?
For
Nico?
Yeah. She said, I need a personal one from Fred. She said, Fred called me dumb, bet me $1,000.
I never called her dumb. I didn't call your mom. I would have never said your mom was dumb. I did say, y'all need to get over it. And that's on me, which I apologize. And I did already, I mean, look, I've already caught plenty of strays today because I was the one person here at the station saying, let Nico cook. All right. I did it. All right. What do you want from me?
For months.
I was wrong. Now, that does not in any way, shape, or form, and I want to make this very, very clear, and I said this to Blake last
make
night.
Make it adamant.
And I birthed this idea when I was talking to my son, who's also very conspiratorial as well. I said, no, I don't buy this whole kid thing. The kid in the Luka jersey.
Yeah, man. Okay. Apparently he's back at the game. Have you seen this? Wearing a blue Mavs jersey, Cooper flag, and this is what it says.
Yeah, what's it say?
His name is Nicholas Dickinson. Is back, and notice he's now.
So Nicky Dick is this
I think
kid's
it's Dick
name?
Usson. I don't think there's Dick IN. I think it's Dickinson. Because I almost made the same joke, but I couldn't make the joke.
Apparently he's a freshman at SMU.
Okay,
checks out.
He's become a. This feels like so AI, like. SMU freshman, Nicholas Dickinson. Okay. He became a viral sensation after his apology and heart-to-heart with Mavs Governor Patrick Dumont on Monday. He said this today. My voice got a little hoarse from all the interviews, the SMU freshman said. And the jersey change, in quotes, I'm a Mavs fan and I'm glad Nico's gone. And here's the picture. I'll put it on the fan cam. Hopefully they can pick it up. That's him just smiling ear to ear.
Cheesing.
That feels very industry plant.
I'm telling you right now, I said this to you last night. I said that me and my son talked about this. It's a little too convenient, all right? And now, you know, I mean, look, the NBA is loving this right now as far as you're not going to, everybody, oh, it's all Nico. He's the one, he was the mastermind behind it. You know, Patrick Dumont has done everything in his power to distance himself from it.
I stand by the fact that the NBA engineered this trade. And Nico's the fall guy. And again, I asked Broadus about this yesterday. You know, how common is it to have NDAs when a guy leaves or gets booted out? And it's one of them, and he said, look, you know what you can talk about. You know what you can't. He didn't know, you know, he'd never heard of anybody having to sign an NDA on their way out. Now, whether or not we'll ever be able to find that out because the Mavericks are a private organization and there's not like, I mean, we can do a freedom of information request and find out if they did it or not. They tell you to go, you know, whatever yourself. So
we want to know.
We may never find out.
He'll go on a random podcast. He'll go on.
But see, that's what I'm saying. I don't think Nico will.
No, not like tomorrow. I could see 3 years from now.
I think Nico is.
Did you see the video of the guy that's not Nico but looks like him dancing with the money? And they said like Nico after Adam Silver gave him the money for fixing the NBA.
I'm telling you.
But I was listening to y'all's show yesterday, Jake and Kevin, and you brought up the point, Jake, and I'd love for you to bring it back up, especially to our boy Fred right here. And I agreed with your point. Of does that kibosh the whole theory that the league was rigged and this trade was rigged, the fact that he got fired? Because you would have think he would have got some kind of immunity for doing said trade.
Yeah, I thought that, and it's like, I mean, you would think that exactly the immunity point, that he'd give immunity, but I mean, dude, if the NBA gave him money, I mean, it kind of didn't really matter. And they also might have, if you think of it this way, they might have also guaranteed a job for him after that. Like, if he goes to the Lakers, who's to say that job wasn't already pre-orchestrated?
You can't go to the Lakers. He can't. He cannot go to the Lakers. There's no way. He's going to go back to Nike.
It's got to be something low-key. It can't be some high-profile.
I mean, look, Nico was low-key before. I mean, Nico, and we'll play this. I'll find this clip. And I think, I don't know if you sent it to me. I think Zabe might have sent it to me. I don't remember who it was. Regarding this guy saying that, you know, was this a industry plan as far as Nico was concerned? Like, this is something that's been in the books, or, you know, has been in the
works. He's never been
a
GM before.
And again, I don't know how true this statement is, but allegedly they had Mark Cuban hired a search firm to find the next GM.
Pre-Nico?
When they were looking for Nico, right? So, this is on the internet. Take it for what it's worth, all right? So, again, I don't know how factual or you know, accurate this is. But allegedly, the search firm came back, gave him like 4 or 5 candidates, you know, all legitimate, dye-in-the-wool, NBA guy, pelts on the wall, yada, yada, whatever. He shoots them all down. Provides Nico, they're all like, yeah, this is not anybody we would have suggested, and boom, hires Nico to be the GM. So, I'm just saying, when there's smoke, there's fire, boys.
Let's continue talking about that. I've got a bunch of rumors that have hit the timeline. Will AD get traded? Will Kyrie get traded? Who is going to be the next GM? As well as some murmurs coming out from the Nico Harrison thought process in front offices. There is a bunch out there. We're going to share and recap it with you guys. You know you got a busy weekend. All the Mavs news recapped after the Nico Harrison firing next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.